It's a very deep question, and it wasn't always the case. Okay, human psychology is not a given; it's a variable. And now the human psychology is in the most darkness that it ever has been, with a collective ideology, as I was saying, that supports the ego and the censor and does not allow any truth to come in. Okay? And so is it difficult? Not if you have a will to break through the ego, but there's no will to do it because we are addicted. Everyone here is an addict. We are egoholics. And every other addiction then that the ego uses to support its false identity. The difficulty is to have the will to break through to the rapture. But because we are taught that there is no rapture, there's only emptiness that is barren and filled with terror in the void. It's a negative void. It's not the void that Buddha taught us that is nirvana. But people believe only now that this is a material world and that there is only matter, and that if you don't hold on to as much matter as you can, then you don't matter. And people feel that terror of not having status, not having prestige and all of that, because that's the only place our security comes from. Having a giant insurance policy that won't pay off anyway when you really need it, and all the other ways that they fool us into being literally mortgaging our lives to the system, and we only realize it at the end. But we can, and once we do realize it, it is not difficult to break through. That's part of the illusion that tells you, oh, this is too hard. It's not really true. As soon as you have a will to do it, you realize that the light is there, beckoning you, calling you, saying, come home, my child. It's simple.